Thank you for the opportunity to clarify this, because the question that we are always confronted with, not at all, it's not true. The card will stop working on the 20th of March, but the grant will continue to be paid. We have been assured by Postbank, which is our service provider, that there are various options that they have put in place. One, the cardless society, the cardless option, where they will be putting beneficiaries on a cardless option for like your e-wallet. There's also an opportunity that those beneficiaries who would not have replaced card by then, they can go to the branches of post office. So, but even Postbank will continue to issue card post 20th of March, but the current one will stop working on the 20th.
Yeah. I want to perhaps just get to a broader conversation, Spoo, around the impact of the delayed announcement or the delayed budget speech, of course, that was set to be heard a couple of weeks ago and has been postponed to the 12th of March. Has that had any impact in terms of the overall planning from the South African Social Security Agency? If so, how?
No, it will not have any major impact. This is a constitutional right for the citizens, so the delay would have very minor impact. Our logistical part or arrangement is already prepared long before the payment. The only impact that it will have, it will be very minor. You would know that every time when the Minister of Finance announces the budget, he will always announce also the increase of a very small amount, maybe 20 rand, maybe 10 rand, so that we cannot put the effect on change, because we wouldn't know how much the minister will have. But we can always predict that. But the normal payment is a constitutional right which we cannot violate. There won't be any major impact.
Yeah, I think there's also been, more broadly speaking, some concerns around, the efficiency that has been experienced by many people at SASSA offices across not only the Western Cape, but across the country as well. And I think arguably what's exacerbated that is the issues around the switch to the Postbank Black Card, and people instead taking the alternative route and opening up bank accounts and instead bringing those bank details into SASSA offices and experiencing extremely long wait times, a lot of uncertainty around what should be done, what should I bring along, etc., etc. What do you make of some of those criticisms, considering SASSA offices have been experiencing higher volumes at all of the offices?
Yes, as a normal practice, people who want to change their bank account, their method of payment to their own personal bank account, they would come to SASSA offices, and we do that for them without challenge. But now that there is pressure, people are chasing the deadline of the 20th, and there is pressure at local offices. But we have counteracted that, because we have now embarked on an outreach drive, where we invite banks, we take them out of the office, we identify venues like your community halls, your churches, wherever we identify, and then we communicate to the citizens through our stakeholders that we will be in this place. We invite Postbank, we invite all other banks to set up around there, so that when people want to switch to the bank, they don't have to go to the CBD, the banks are there. So the only thing that they need to bring, they will have to bring their own bank accounts. We just give them a form that they complete just to confirm that they are indeed our beneficiaries, our clients, and then they take it to the bank. Then everything after that is between the client and the bank, because we are not involved on a bank client matter. It's like you and I having a bank account. Our employer doesn't get involved.
I'm wondering, Spoo, from your perspective, considering the challenges that we've seen in the Western Cape with the migration to the Postbank Black Card, we've also, of course, had the minister that has done some oversight visits to various migration points, and some comments made by members of the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee for Social Development. From your perspective, though, as the acting regional executive manager for SASSA in the Western Cape in particular, what do you make of Postbank's performance in terms of this migration, and are you satisfied with the efforts that they've been undertaking thus far?
Well, I won't say I'm satisfied until the project is completed, because as the project progresses, there will be some glitches and here and there. And we, Postbank is our stakeholder, is our service provider. We meet with them on a daily basis. Yes, there are problems because we go on the ground, as you say, that the minister was there. But as far as possible, we try that we make them aware of the problems, of the shortcomings, and then we try to monitor if they intervene. In some areas, there will be slow pace of intervention. Hence, we say that let us also intensify this part of the method of or changing of method of payment to encourage beneficiaries to exercise their right. So, and generally, I will be able to comment at the end of the project whether we have been able to work successfully with Postbank. We have to trust them now. We don't have a choice. We have to trust what they say and the interventions that they are putting in place. We have to see whether they work or not. Time is against us, but we are all on the ground. There's no time to really waste. We are all on the ground, both SASSA and Postbank.